The estate of Katharine Hepburn is going up for auction. This week, Sotheby's in New York is selling hundreds of items from the actress's life. NPR's Margot Adler reports.
It's not like most auction exhibitions. Oh, yes, the cases of objects are there. But much of the exhibit feels like walking into Katharine Hepburn's townhouse in Manhattan or her Connecticut home. The furniture is arranged in all its comfortable, well-lived-in, and understated elegance. There are the battered Louis Vuitton suitcases with those old canard line stickers, the passport 7, the rotary phones 8. She hated touch tones. There are volumes of Shakespeare annotated in her hand, two sleds, a golf cart, and the boat from On Golden Pond. Lee Dunbar, director of collectibles at Sotheby's, points to a collection of Hepburn's address books.
Now, of course, they're not as typical as yours or my address books, because my address book doesn't have David O. Selznick and Frank Sinatra and Vivian Leigh and Laurence Olivier and Spencer Tracy.
They're as messy as mine. I mean, I love the fact that they're not very neat and that they're...
Miss Hepburn used the objects in her life, and you can see they have 20 years of use and smudges and crossing out.
In fact, some of the furniture is worn to excess. Dunbar points to a chair that Hepburn used to call laughingly her throne.
This was the one chair that she sat in her townhouse that no one else sat in. And it's a Victorian chair. You can see the black upholstery has become threadbare. She did not care whether something was worth $1 or $100,000. She didn't care if it was in brand new condition or if it was worn. If it meant something to her, that's all that mattered.
Among the unusual items are dozens of paintings by Hepburn herself. Oils, watercolors, seascapes, flowers, small scenes of Venice, Rome, and Cuba. But even more surprising are the many self-portraits, some with exaggerated features and storms of freckles. Again, Lee Dunbar.
We at Sotheby's thought that this was chicken pox originally, and then we looked and said, no, these are freckles. And you have to have a lot of respect for a woman who had the security to portray herself that way. She had to be very comfortable in her own skin.
Most people don't know about Hepburn's 2-year romance with Howard Hughes. There's a whole case filled with affectionate telegrams from Hughes, signed with whimsical names, Dynamite Dan, Mr. Conch, and in a small glass case, what Hepburn called her most prized possession, a tiny bronzed head of Spencer Tracy, the love of her life, that she made small enough to fit in the palm of her hand. After Spencer Tracy died, it stayed by her bedside for the rest of her life. Susan Riccadelli stands by the pile of old suitcases. She's thinking of bidding on something, she says.
To purchase something and have something of hers in my home would be wonderful.
About half of those who have registered for the auction, which takes place Thursday and Friday, are first-timers. And some of the estimated prices are pretty low. Some of her paintings are marked at $300 or $400. But it's anyone's guess how high the bidding will go. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.